Welcome to Live, Behind the Veil, an atmosphere where men and women of God speak His Word to this age and bring His kingdom to this earth. Do you have ears to hear and eyes to see what God is doing in this hour? Let us join our host and the family's conversation as the Holy Spirit is unfolding the Word Behind the Veil.
Hi, I'm Ron, your host, and today we have Alan and Dale with us. Hi, guys.
Hey, Ron, how you doing today?
Good to see you guys.
Good to have you both with us. I'm really excited about this time for two reasons. One, that it's our first podcast, and also I'm really anticipating what the Lord is going to speak to us and through us. We've named this podcast Living Relationships, and it's all about how to appropriate God's love for every relationship we have in our lives and how our destiny in God is all wrapped up in these Holy Spirit-created relationships. Dale, you look like you're about ready to explode. You want to start the flow?
About 15 years ago, I think, my wife, I retired. And she retired a few years after that. And when I was contemplating retirement, the Lord showed me something. He said, you need to go to the elders and you need to get them to bless you because you're going to get into a situation you've never been in before. And the key, he said, the Lord said, was you're going to have to fall in love all over again with your wife. Because we have had both of us had our careers, and we had worked up early in the morning, late at night, working on the weekends. We had not, our relationship was as close as you could be with a career, both of us having careers. And so I was not apprehensive as much as I was very concerned, Lord, what do I do? And it's interesting what developed. The last couple of years of her career, I fixed her lunch, fixed supper, and helped her finish. But then the day of reckoning came. And what developed is, I tell you, there is not an hour passes when we're together, which with illnesses and things like that, and being retired, and let alone this, I call it corroded virus, you're together a lot, but not an hour passes that we tell each other we love each other. And it's not gotten dry. It's not gotten repetitious because it's a challenge to do this. And the greatest thing, and we talk about this, the greatest thing we can appropriate is a love for one another, and that has to come from God. When we come to certain places in our lives, we come to realize that honesty and integrity is absolutely a demand. So if you're going to love somebody that and tell them that often, it's a challenge, but the more you do it, the easier it gets. And it's just about those relationships. And my wife, we play games. I love you a lot. I love you a lot. You know, we take turns. Isn't it my day to say I love you first? And she'll say, let me check the calendar. But we play with it, and it brings so much joy. It brings so much of God into the situation.
I love that story, Dale. I absolutely love it. And boy, I bless you in that continuing, you know, for a millennia to come, you know, because, you know, I remember in counseling, I was taught one thing once where a couple were having an issue, and the person with the counseling was just told them, just act like you like each other. Act like you love each other. And the end result was they fell in love with each other again. You know, he'd also talked about going back and remembering a time like when you were dating, how you got giddy for this or that, and, you know, you fell in love. He says, remember that. And remember a time when you were close, and then act like you love each other now. And just because of acting it out, it actually turned into that love one for another again. And they're still together. Some of them that I know are still together to this day because of that counseling. And so it works. I would try it. I would recommend anybody try it, even with a friend, a lost friend, people that have had issues or something. Go back to a time when you were first friends or close friends or however you want to do it and just bring them back. Do you remember when we did this, you know? And it's like, oh, yeah. And then they'll start talking about it back and forth. And then eventually you go, what were we fighting for? I just don't remember. It's not important. We're friends. We're best friends.
Do that with your children.
Absolutely.
I remember when you laid on the bed and I'd pat your diaper and rub your back till you went to sleep. It's amazing how you give God a voice. You give him a chance. He'll take absolutely every bit of that chance and wring it dry. Mm-hmm. And that's what it's all about. Whether it's our family, whether it's a guy walking down the street, God wants to speak to everybody.
He sent his son because he loved everybody. People read that John 3:16 and they, you know, God so loved the world, and they hear that part. They don't hear the part that he sent his son. You know, he actually did something about his love. There's an action taken. He made a statement, and then here's what I'm doing. Can you accept this? Can you accept that? And we bless people to start hearing how the Lord wants to speak to each and every one. It may be just some stranger passing in the mall and just that smile. You know, God bless our awareness.
You know, God so loved the world. That word so is important to understand. In the English language, even in other languages, that so adds to, it's a greater love. God had a greater love, and he was trying to convey that.
Yeah.
And so I love you, you know, but that's too simple, has limitations. He said he so loved that took off the limitations.
Yeah.
That bared his heart, that he conveyed to us. This is a love that surpasses any other love that I have.
Well, I tell you, through this talk, I'm convicted. I'm appropriating, as we're talking, a new level of love and an action behind that love. So if nothing else, it met me.
That's what we want, is a living God. We don't want a dead page or a dead letter or what Satan is calling God, you know? We don't want that. We want the truth of who the Father is.
Well, it's a funny thing. I agree with you, Alan, Ron. Now it's time that we search. We search and we find, and we have new relationships, but they have that same foundation. Our relationship is built on our love of the Lord, love of the purity that God brings to us, and the love of his word in the scriptures, word and the purity through his servants. Things that we share in our destinies. And what's really cool is it's going to grow.
Yes.
It's going to grow, and grow is phenomenal. We have seen people who we've known for a long time. We've seen them change, come alive like they never have before. And I have a dear friend who I've known for 30 years, walked to God with God together, and she's just blossoming like ever before. And it's so exciting to see this new thing called the kingdom of God.
I think we've seen that the daily appropriation of God's love in our life and the simple expression of acts of kindness to the ones that we have relationships with seems to go a long way in creating lasting, loving relationships. Just like our Heavenly Father, who put into action His love for us, we must put into action the love we have in our hearts for one another.
Experiencing the impartation of God's Word through His family is life. Has this time in His presence blessed you? Then please subscribe to our podcast at livebehindtheveil.com. If you would like to contact the family with questions or topics that you would like discussed, You can email them to livingepistles@livebehindtheveil.com. Stay connected, tuned in, and grow with the family as the Lord unveils His Word to us live behind the veil.